This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Activist Viridiana Martinez wants to go to college, and she wants her fellow undocumented immigrants to have the same opportunity. The way it stands now, Viridiana is permitted to go to state universities in North Carolina, though she'd have to pay out-of-state tuition, even though she's lived here most of her life. But two bills in the state legislature would bar her and her fellow undocumented residents from attending state schools at all. And one of those bills would go a step further and crack down more harshly on undocumented immigrants in North Carolina. Viridiana's back in North Carolina now after a judge in Georgia released her and seven other activists from detention. They were arrested in a protest over that state's policy, barring undocumented residents from the most competitive state schools. The policy in Georgia and the legislation making its way through the North Carolina General Assembly reflect increasing concern about the growth of the immigrant population in the U.S. and its impact on local economies and state budgets. That's something that William Gein worries about. He's the president of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC called ALIPAC. William Gein and Viridiana Martinez are with me today in the studio. Welcome to both of you. It's good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
William, why do you think the state should bar undocumented residents from attending state universities?
Well, real quick, your bumper described us as anti-immigrant, and I want to set it very clear. We're not Americans for Legal Immigration supports those that honor our laws and Constitution to come here legally. We are anti-illegal immigration, and quite often we get that reverse on us, but the number one reason, we could list a lot of reasons. Number one reason is about 67 to 70-something percent of North Carolinians do not want illegal immigrants in our colleges. And here in America, we are a land of the self-governed. We are a republic, a representative democracy, where the will of the people is supposed to guide this country. And a lot of us believe that America's security or prosperity is tied to the self-governance of the American people. Now, if you want to know why 67, 70-plus percent of North Carolinians don't want the illegal immigrants in there, I would say there is a host of reasons. The number one reason being that any seat occupied by an illegal immigrant is a seat that will not be going to an innocent American or legal immigrant student. And by giving them college access, we only risk to the encouragement of more illegal immigration to our state.
Viridiana, why should undocumented immigrants to this state go to state colleges and universities?
Because we are American, because we are innocent, and because we are part of the solution, we are part of making America's prosperity, and we are part of making North Carolina better. I mean, I think, you know, I grew up here. I know no other place as my home.
William makes the argument that if you are here, we have laws, mm-hmm. and we have rules about legal residency and the right to be here legally. And if you take a space, that takes a space from someone who is here by the rules, and you're not here by the rules, and you're taking that space. Why should we allow that?
Well, I think it's about, I mean, the immigration system is outdated. I mean, I've been here since I was 7 years old. There is no line to get in the back of so I can fix my status. Like, there's nothing I can do. But, you know, hope that the Dream Act will pass, or hope that some other sort of relief can pass. I mean, what is your solution, Mr. Gein, that we just deport and not be here when clearly, I mean, I went to high school here. I was drum major. I'm an American. I am a Southerner. And I'm very proud to say that. And I grew up here, and I know the history of this state. And so I just don't, I mean, I think it's an issue. You talk so much about laws, and you talk about prosperity and things like that. And I get it. You know, I understand the self-governance of the people. I don't think the people are self-governed in the first place, if we want to make that argument, because, I mean, the reason we're here in the first place is because of the industries that drove us here. It's because of the economic circumstances that drove us here. And none of those people, none of these entities are being held accountable.
I will agree with you that the self-governance of the American people has been disrupted at this time. And I would ask for you and others that share your opinions, which is about, you know, 20% of the population supports the Dream Act amnesty versus the 67-plus percent that oppose it. I would ask you to consider not allowing yourselves to be used as pawns to overthrow the American Republic, to overthrow the wishes of the American citizenry. Just according to a poll last year, Zogby National Poll from August of 2010, 70% of Americans feel it's important to locate and deport illegal immigrants. But you're here in a studio on NPR. You're over at the North Carolina legislature. You're walking around without any concern about immigration. You just got arrested and were turned free because you have cover. You have cover from the highest powers in this country that have sold out the American public, and they're using you to pull on the heartstrings of Americans to get us to accept 12-plus million invaders as voters, which will destroy the borders and self-governance of the United States forever.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, William, because the polls are actually controversial. We've seen polls that poll both ways, and a lot depends on who does these polls. So a lot of the poll, ultimately the poll ends up in the legislature. But let me ask you this question, the question about displacing somebody in the college and university. If an undocumented resident places, you know, scores higher on that test than a documented resident, shouldn't they be there? The state has invested in them 12 years in many cases in education. There's a great correlation between education and economic self-sufficiency. In other words, you sort of don't access public services as much as education goes on. There's correlation. If the state invests that much, if you score higher on a test than someone else, wouldn't it be wise for the state of North Carolina to continue to protect its investment?
Well, most of the universities are using special weighting procedures and other considerations beyond testing for admissions. And if you are from another country or if you're Hispanic or black, you're going to get automatic weightings there on entry levels. But our children that are in the education systems that have been built by generations of taxpayers are not required to compete with people from Mexico, China, Guatemala. These are our universities that my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents built with their sweat and tears and taxes. And now we have a situation where we cannot afford to reward lawless behavior. Whether someone was brought here as a child, you know, the DREAM Act amnesty actually affects everybody under 35. And the last
30.
Time, they moved it down, but it was 35 for 5 years until the recent change. When we defeated the DREAM Act amnesty this past December, there was a clause right after all of the warm, fuzzy stuff that everybody's told that you have to attend high school, you have to have good grades, you have to seek your citizenship, blah, 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 blah. There was a clause right after that. If you actually read the bills, because the lawmakers don't read the bills. If you read the bills, you're a very powerful person in this country. There was a clause that would allow Homeland Security to waive all of those conditions, thus granting a mass amnesty to 12-plus million illegal immigrants that would soon become voters. And if they become voters, then the borders of the United States will be irrevocably destroyed.
Viridiana, what would be the consequences of the law now before the legislature, do you think, that would bar undocumented residents from going to state universities and colleges?
I mean, I think that's not helping the prosperity of America. That's not helping the prosperity of North Carolina. I mean, keeping us from closing the doors of education on those of us who graduated with honors, on those of us that graduated with 4.0 GPAs and want to, you know, want to give back to our community, want to be doctors and lawyers and nurses. I mean, I think all that's doing is creating like this underclass, because it's not like people are going to leave. I mean, besides this, you know, theory of attrition, which is being implemented, we're seeing, you know, like what Representative Cleveland being backed up by people like Mr. Dean here.
Is a sponsor of the bill.
Is a sponsor of HB 11
right.
Lot of HB 33 and a lot of these other bills. And that's the idea. And he said it. He said, I want to make life for these people, for these illegals here, as miserable so that they can self-deport.
Well, let me ask you one question, William Gein, again about these polls and sort of the will of the people. There are millions of undocumented immigrants in this country. Now they are filling jobs. Is that not a kind of a plebiscite? Doesn't that say we do need these people in our midst to do the jobs that they're doing and filling these roles? And then the alternative, the other side of that is, what happens if they all go home in terms of inflation and everything else?
Well, I mean, first of all, they've been brought here by companies and violent cartels that kill a lot of people and other types of methods that are not very savory whatsoever. What Representative Cleveland and others are doing is called attrition enforcement. It basically says if you enforce the existing immigration and border laws of the United States adequately, as the Constitution would require, if you protected all states from invasion, as the Constitution specifically requires, if you were to stick to those American principles that built the most successful civilization in human history here, as compared to others that people want to get out of, you have a situation where you turn off the welfare benefit, you turn off the educational benefits, you don't give them licenses, and eventually they leave. And according to the Department of Homeland Security, the Pew Hispanic Center on the pro-amnesty side, the Center for Immigration Studies on the pro-enforcement side, all three of these groups all agree that illegal immigrants are now leaving the country in larger quantities than they are coming in because of the bad economy and increased enforcement. So attrition enforcement gives us a humane and civil, law-abiding way to reduce the number of illegal immigrants in America, and that's what we're going to pursue on the state level as well as the federal level.
I want to touch up on two things that you've said. You've talked about taxpayers as if we're not taxpayers, as if the IRS, that isn't a federal agency of the federal government, doesn't facilitate us being able to pay taxes by giving us ITIN numbers, by letting us apply. So we are taxpayers. We contribute to this economy just like you do, as much as you do. I have contributed. My father has contributed. My mother. We have all paid taxes. And most people in the state of North Carolina pay their taxes. I don't see illegal alien lines in the grocery stores. One, you talk about what the Constitution says, and while you want to hold individuals accountable, and I get it, I see your anger, and I see that you're upset because, you know, the Republic.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. There's no anger here. I don't know what you're talking about.
What I'm seeing is that you wanna attack individuals, or you wanna hold individuals accountable for lawlessness.
I've attacked no individuals. I say illegal immigrants need to return to their home countries as the law requires, and that's not an individual. That's not anger. I'm not angry.
I'm going to thank both of you for being on the program today. Viridiana Martinez, co-founder and community organizer for the North Carolina Dream Team. William Gein, president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, or ALIPAC. William Gein is going to address a crowd on April 15th from 5 to 7:30 at the state capitol, Raleigh Tax Day Tea Party Rally. You are listening to The State of Things. Marty Gross is just ahead on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.